This is WBUR. I'm Jack Lepiarz in Boston. All eyes are on Governor Charlie Baker and when he will decide to reopen the state for business, especially on the Cape and the islands. The area's long depended on summer tourism, even in the best of times, which makes the coronavirus pandemic even more troubling. Among those keeping a close watch are vacation renters and property owners who, as of now, have more questions than answers. Joining us to talk about summer rentals is Stephanie Burke, the owner of MV Seacoast Properties, a real estate firm on Martha's Vineyard. Stephanie, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you, Jack.
So let me start with this. What are you hearing right now from renters and property owners on the island, and what are their big questions?
This is a time of year where a lot of vacation renters, their second payments are due for their rentals. So they're calling in to find out whether or not there will be a summer here. And of course, we don't have the answer to that. So we are working very closely with our homeowners who are understanding how serious the situation is. And what we are trying to do is reassure renters that if they do, let's say, make their second payments and they are still planning to come until we know differently, that their money will be refunded if they can't come. Most of our renters they're holding out.
What sort of plans are property owners putting in place as far as, you know, perhaps ramped up cleanings of their properties in between renters?
So that is something that homeowners are looking at right now. Normally, homes are turned over on the same day. So in July and August, you have rentals that go Saturday to Saturday or Sunday to Sunday, and they are turned over on the same day for someone coming in later. I think that that is going to change as much as possible in order to do that. But I think homeowners are very conscientious about the fact that if they do keep their house available for rentals, that they must make sure that it's as safe as possible for people who are coming in. So all the protocols that are just being put out now by the CDC and in terms of proper cleaning of homes will have to be followed.
Now, I know you're waiting for news from the governor as far as what he decides in terms of, you know, reopening the state. I understand you're also waiting to hear on some decisions from local officials as well.
The local officials, after the first stay-in-place order was put into effect, took a look at our particular situation with people coming over from the mainland, and they responded with what they thought was safer for our community, which was a little less restrictive for the rest of the state. This has been lifted a bit, starting to get people back to work in the construction industry and landscapers and that kind of thing. I would say that there's hope that things will improve. The big factor here is that we have normally an influx of so many people, thousands of people in the summertime. How do you keep people safe when it's a small, you know, geographically, it's a small area?
Lastly, you know, you own a real estate firm, MV Seacoast Properties. How concerned are you about the future of your business?
I would say that there is a concern across the board for real estate companies. You know, we just don't know what this is going to bring. I think our business will rebound once we get through this pandemic and things settle down and once there's a vaccine and people can start traveling as more normally. So if we, you know, if we're fortunate that we lose a season, but we are able to continue, if we can make it through this time, you know, that's what we're looking towards, really. And we also do sales, not just vacation rentals. So, I mean, there's a lot going on here. And is there concern? Yeah, there's concern. But I think that, you know, we're a very close-knit community. We do work together, and we will do the best we can.
We'll all do the best we can. Stephanie Burke,
yes,
the owner of MV Seacoast Properties, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
Thank you very much.